The views expressed on this special broadcast of the Take 12 Radio Show do not necessarily reflect those of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting or its affiliates. KHLT is not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship.
A very scary experience.
You know, God is a solution. God, the 12th step.
I like where he's going here.
Helps the community grow, helps us grow. Bonnie has done a phenomenal job.
Lack of open-mindedness.
And you're talking about taking people through a spiritual process, getting them into recovery.
Thanks, Monty, and thanks for all your support.
We need spirituality to make this thing work long-term.
It's an absolute pleasure. You certainly know a lot of people.
This is one of the places that is about the business of the solution.
The views expressed on the Sober Portland Radio Show do not necessarily reflect those of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting, Take 12 Radio, or its affiliates. KHLT and Take 12 Radio are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship.
And now, broadcasting on location somewhere in the vast expanse of the Pacific Northwest for the Sober Portland Radio Show, it's the over-opinionated 12-stepologist, the Monty Man.
Greetings, family, and welcome to the Sober Portland Radio Show and the Sober Portland networking event here at McCormick and Schmitz. I don't know how to pronounce this thing. Here in Tiger and Lake Oswego, Larry Mendoza standing in front of me right now. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Tell the listeners what you do, Larry.
Well, I represent Awakenings by the Sea for Women. We're a 16-bed substance abuse primary care treatment center in Seaside, Oregon, where we help young women, well, women of all ages, 18 and over, with their substance abuse issues.
And Seaside, for people that are listening that aren't from Oregon, Seaside is where compared to Portland?
Seaside is about 2 hours west of Portland, right on the beautiful Oregon coast.
And how many beds do you have?
16 beds.
Okay, 16 beds. It's a women's facility. And you guys are, is it a 12-step model?
It is a 12-step abstinence-based model, yes.
And you guys, is it holistic? I mean, you treat the whole person?
Exactly. We treat the whole person and special issues that are related to women in recovery as well.
Right. Now, you also have a position with U.S. Journal, true?
Correct. I also represent U.S. Journal Training and Counselor Magazine. U.S. Journal Training provides educational credits for those in the behavioral health and addiction community, and we hold conferences all over the country. Counselor Magazine that represents the behavioral health and addiction community as well.
And what's the website for that, Larry?
It'd be www.usjt.com. And we have a few conferences coming up. We have one in San Francisco in September. We have one in Las Vegas in middle September. And then we have one in October and one in November.
All right, my friend. Thank you for talking with me, man. I know you're a busy guy. And do you live over there on the coast?
No, I live here in Portland.
Oh, okay, so not too long of a drive for you today. No. All right, Larry Mendoza with U.S. Journal and Counselor Magazine. And over here at the Sober Portland Radio Show and Sober Portland Networking Event, we're going to move over here to I know this guy. I met him last time and the time before that. And tell the listeners your name.
My name is Billy Anderson.
Okay, and Billy, where do you work?
I work for Clean Adventures Oregon and Compassionate Interventions.
All right, and these are two organizations that do what?
The interventions, Compassionate Interventions, we do drug and alcohol interventions for families that are in need, who have a loved one that are using drugs. And Clean Adventures Oregon is actually a transitional living home for adult males that are coming out of primary residential treatment that feel as though they need a continuum of care to get long-term sobriety.
And Clean Adventures is located where?
Clackamas, Oregon.
Okay, Clackamas. So you're just right up the road from here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Billy. Thanks very much. Hi. How you doing, man? And you are?
See it. Joe Sweeney with Vista Taos.
And Joe, tell us what you do.
I'm a national marketing representative for Vista Taos, which is an 18-bed treatment center for men and women in beautiful Taos, New Mexico.
Wow.
2.5-hour direct flight from Portland.
And okay, but you live here, right?
I live between Glen Eden Beach and Portland, yes.
Oh, okay. So when you say New Mexico and people that have never been there, what's the climate there where this facility's at?
The climate is absolutely beautiful. It's 6,700 feet altitude. It's very moderate climate. However, in the winter, there's snow for Taos Mountain, beautiful skiing. Our folks do a lot of outdoor activities along with intensive 12-step and individual and group therapy. And we provide a real good quality care treatment in this small facility. So,
And is it 30, 60, 90, or is it longer?
Typically, the primary is approximately 30 days, but not set to that. And then we have extended, so people can stay for up to a year.
That's excellent. Okay, so you guys take insurance, private funding, what?
Both.
Okay, both. Now, as somebody that's worked in this field for a while, okay, what would you say right now, with all the different laws and health care and everything, is the number one challenge for treatment providers?
I think the number one challenge is the drug lobbies, to tell you the truth. I think that there's a place for them, but the drug lobbies hold so much sway in the mental health and chemical dependency field that they ultimately become a roadblock to long-term spiritual recovery.
Right, boy. And what about stigma? Do you think stigma surrounded around addictions, are we getting anywhere and breaking that down?
I think we've passed a lot of barriers over the years, at least the many years I've been around. There is still stigma. Hopefully with parity now seemingly finally coming into play, that will dissipate some more. But it's still there.
Share with my listeners, what is parity?
Parity, basically, which initially was pushed 20 years ago by Al and Tipper Gore, and parity states that you will treat addiction and mental illness just like you would any other medical diagnosis, and that you will not discriminate and squelch benefit, that it is a primary medical disease, and that it needs to be treated and insured at the same rate as any other medical disease.
Do you think we are in for a long road of getting the red states versus the, I mean, I don't want to go to the political agenda thing here, but, you know, are we gonna have trouble with some, I'm a conservative man, but I got to tell you, some of my conservative brothers, they don't get it, man.
I think this country is really divided, and I think it's sad.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody has a mix of feelings and positions, and that hopefully there's going to be a coming together again to where both sides can start working together and some real progress can be made.
It's way past due, particularly when we're talking about the number one health crisis on our land, addiction, right?
Absolutely.
Nice talking to you, my friend. Thank you. God bless, buddy. All right, we're going to move on over here. We're going to shimmy out into the lobby area here, and who? All right, now I've talked to Larry. Tell the listeners who you are, sir.
My name's Jake. I'm the host this week, Sober Portland. Yeah, not from State Farm. I don't even own khakis. Yeah, no, I work for a company called Millennium Labs, and we work with substance abuse folks and help them do their drug monitoring.
And I met you about four Sober Portlands ago.
Yep. Yeah, we've been at a few of these together now, about half a dozen of them or so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, man, thank you for all you do and for your work, and thanks for hosting this.
Oh, you bet. It should be a good turnout. We're having a lot of fun.
And we're missing our buddy Matt today, so let's do a shout out for him. Huh?
Yep. Matt is the mastermind behind Sober Portland, and Freedom Interventions is a great organization. I highly recommend you go to his website. Matt's been instrumental in getting this going. It's his baby, and without him, we wouldn't have Sober Portland.
All right, on, buddy. So people can go to soberportland.com, and they can check that out, and they can go to freedominterventions.com. They can also go to nomoreenabling.com, which is a place for friends and family and enablers, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of resources out there, for sure.
Well, thanks, Jake. Thank you very much, my friend. Tony. All right, God bless. All right, you know what? I haven't talked to any females today, so I need to do that. Hi, I'm Monty. I'm Monty with Take 12 Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And who are you representing today at the Sober Portland Networking event?
I'm with Millennium Labs.
Okay, you're with Millennium Labs too. All right, just like Jake. So what is it you do there?
I'm customer support. So brand new to the job, though. So
yeah, see, you didn't think this was going to happen to you today, huh?
No, not quite.
Well, you're on the radio, so I mean, there you go.
Good, I can check it off my bucket list.
that's right. So enjoy and hobnob with some of these crazy people because they're great folks.
Yeah, it's a lot of learning, so thank you.
Yeah, right on. Thanks a lot. Okay. Hi, you guys. I'm over here at the table here. There's two fine young ladies sitting right here. I'm not sitting, but they're sitting next to me, so to speak. And you are?
My name's Nikki Notaboom, and I'm with Residence 12. It's a women's treatment center in Kirkland, Washington, just outside of Seattle.
Okay, so you aren't too far away from here. Okay, and how long have you been with them?
I've been with Residence 12 almost 5 years, but Residence 12 has been in business for 30 years. It was one of the very first women's-only treatment programs in the nation.
And how many beds?
25 beds.
25 beds. 12-step model?
12-step model, and we're in network with pretty much all providers. So it's a great program.
And 30, 60, 90?
About 30 days.
Okay. All right.
And then we have IOP for those that live in the area and then can step back down with us.
Thanks, Nikki. Okay, and you are?
I am Joanne Spooth with The Meadows.
Joanne, tell us about The Meadows.
Well, The Meadows is located in Wickenburg, Arizona, and we are experts in trauma and addiction. We've been in business for over 38, and we handle all addictions to include process addictions and also have an eating disorder program, Remuda Ranch, and they're all located in Wickenburg.
Okay, you said the magic word. You said the T word, trauma.
Yes.
Trauma. That's a real big fetish with a lot of people right now. It's a real big bugaboo because we're discovering that trauma is at the root of a lot of this addiction thing. True?
That is correct. And we've been working with the trauma model developed with codependency by Pia Melody, and we've been dealing with trauma for 38 years.
38 years, but
we've been around.
It's taken a while for people to stand up and notice the trauma issue, hasn't it?
I think so. I think more people are aware of it now, which is a good thing.
Because we used to say things like, well, you know, I don't drink or use because my mom raised me on the toilet backwards. But there's a lot of truth. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we've gone from discovering that many folks have a history of trauma to every single case that we're looking at of true addiction, the obsession of the mind and the allergy of the body, can trace back to trauma. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct. And you can look at childhood, attachment. There's so many different types of trauma. It's not just the big traumas that happen. It can be in early childhood.
And it's treatable.
Yes, it is.
And that's the good news.
That is the great news.
All right, Joanne, thank you so much. All right. Joanne at themeadows.com. Check out their website. We're going to take a break here at the Sober Portland and networking event and the Sober Portland radio show. I am your host, The Monty Man. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We understand that having a loved one caught in the grips of an addiction is a powerless position to be in. And we understand this on a very personal level. We have been there ourselves. Our own families have experienced exactly what you are feeling now. The good news is we are here to direct you in finding a way out. We are Freedom Interventions, providing the direction necessary to get the help for your addicted loved one. Your family has specific needs. We can determine the best approach for your specific circumstances. If an intervention is needed, we will provide the direction required to safely and effectively accomplish the goal of recovery for all. To begin the recovery process for your loved one, call toll-free at 888-762-7557. That's 888-762-7557. And visit our website at freedominterventions.com. Freedom Interventions, providing drug and alcohol interventions and a continuum of care services to clients and their families.
Hey, did you hear the one about the bear named Ben in the bar in Boise and his friend Barney who bent over backwards trying to help Ben avoid another bender? Well, the good news is both Ben the Bear and his friend Barney now watch the new recovery television show, Time to Heal with, no, not Betsy, but with Pam. That's right. It's Time to Heal with Pam, breaking the chains of addiction. To find out how you can tune into this beneficial broadcast, visit take12radio.com and click on the Recovery TV link. That's take12radio.com and click on the Recovery TV link to find out how you can view Time to Heal with Pam. And pat Ben the Bear and his friend Barney on the back, would you?
He's a little crazy, but then again, you already knew that.
I got in like 3 fights when I was in grade school. All 3 of them were with the bully. You know, we all know who they are. They're always a little bit bigger, they kind of smelly, and we'd duke it out. And after he'd beat the snot out of me, I'd say, "You come back tomorrow and I'll give you more of that."
It's the Bill Post Radio Show. Bill Post Radio Show. Weekdays at noon. That's right, I'm in Oregon, and it's on like that.
All right, welcome back, and we are, of course, at the Sober Portland Networking Event. This is the Sober Portland Radio Show. I am your host, the Monty Man, here at take12radio.com on your internet dial. Sitting with me at our table right now is John Paul. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's going on, man? Where are you at in your recovery? Where are you going through treatment, and what are your plans and goals?
Sure. Well, right now I'm almost at 7 months. I'll have 7 months recovery on August 2nd of this year. I am currently at the Clean Adventures program in Clackamas, Oregon. Main offices are actually in Milwaukee. I've been there for almost 6 months now, so I'm actually nearing the end of that 6 month program. However, they do offer a 3 month option towards the end. You know, if you decide after 6 months that you want to stick around, they're going to let you stay for free for those next 3 months. So that's where I'm at. I love it there. I don't want to leave. I know I'll have to eventually, but so far I've been really enjoying myself in recovery.
All right. You're a pretty young guy. How old?
25.
All right. And how many years were you out doing the deal?
I started using hard drugs when I was about 15 years old. I started smoking pot here and there when I was about 11, drinking a little bit of alcohol. You know, when I was about 15 years old, I got into heroin, cocaine, the harder drugs such as that. And, you know, ever since then, I've been out, and this is by far my longest term of sobriety since that point.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you something kind of personal. It's up to you if you want to answer or not. In your discovery, in your treatment, has there been trauma in your past?
You know, I've heard some stories of, in the 12-step program, really, really difficult to listen to, even from an outsider's perspective. I haven't personally gone through too much trauma. My childhood wasn't great. My parents got divorced when I was early. However, you know, that's kind of becoming the norm. You know, I do look at some of those things, with a therapist that we have on site at the program. But, as far as the other things go, I, for whatever reason, I can't put my finger on it. I'm an addict. I know I'm an addict, and I know what I need to do to stay sober. And that's the most important thing. You know?
Right. Okay. So sometimes more is revealed. The good news is that you're doing a 12-step deal. True?
That's true.
Okay. So if something does come up, you're going to have the tools to be able to deal with that, and that's the good news, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no excuses left for me. I know what I need to do. You know, I need to get a sponsor. I need to work the steps. I need to go to meetings. I need to get a service position. And then all those other things, you know, taking care of myself, medication, whatever it may be. Those are little pieces as well that I put into place. And the program that I'm in now, luckily, has been, it's allowed me to put all of those things together and work them as one, rather than, for example, just doing medication or just going to meetings or just taking care of myself with exercise and eating well. I'm able to incorporate all those things into my recovery program, and that's really made all the difference for me.
Okay, let's talk about the spiritual aspect of this thing. This is something a lot of people dance around. It's uncomfortable for some, and yet, if you look back in the literature of the mothership, Alcoholics Anonymous, it is like probably the main purpose of that book is to help us develop a relationship with our Creator to help solve our problem. Has this been part of your journey?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I can't say it was easy for me. I've never been an atheist, but believing in God and having faith in a God and a higher power, there are two completely different things. And I never had anything close to faith in a God before. I had to make it really simple at the beginning for me. You know, to me, God at the beginning, he worked through people like the people I went to the 12-step meetings with. You know, my sponsor, who just really came out of nowhere and just turned out to be the best sponsor I could ask for. The people in this program, you know, coming here, I've never found anything like this before. So it's going to be a process for me probably for the rest of my life to develop that higher power, but I've come leaps and bounds since then.
So we can start anywhere, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It sounds like you have the willingness, and that's really what it's all about.
That's absolutely the biggest piece, in my belief, yeah.
So meetings by themselves aren't going to keep you sober, right?
Again?
Meetings by themselves aren't going to keep you sober, true?
In my experience, no, because, you know, I've, in the past, it's not like I'd never been to a 12-step meeting before. They were something that I would show up to when I was so beaten down that I wanted a cure-all. And it never worked. But, you know, the people at those meetings, being of service at those meetings, that's what's really going to keep you sober. Finding that sponsor, working the steps, having a network of people around you.
Accountability.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a big pie with several pieces in it. You take one out and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's my humble opinion, yes.
Yeah, all right. One more time. Where are you in treatment at?
Clean Adventures, Oregon.
Okay, and that, we've had Ben Randolph on the show. We've had other people that have gone through Clean Adventures. But one of the things that kind of stirs up in people's minds when they hear Clean Adventures, because there are other Clean Adventure programs, is that it's all wilderness and backpacking and you know, slaving behind a 60-pound backpack. That's not true, right?
That's not true at all, no. It's there's a definite outdoor component to it, which is great. I mean, I'll say this real quickly. I lived in, I did some Oxford houses before this, and you're kind of just put there and you're left to your own devices. And you really fall into this schedule, or I did anywhere, of just, you know, working 5 days a week, you have your weekends off, and you go back. It's really nice with the adventure component to have something to look forward to. You know, on a Sunday to go out hiking, whitewater rafting, skiing, whatever it may be, it's really nice to get out of the area, to get out of yourself, and to have something to look forward to.
Does the outdoor element, though, does that help with your spiritual connection with your higher power?
Yeah, I believe it does. And, you know, it's something that some people have enjoyed in the past more than others. I've always been an outdoor person. Obviously, that was something that was compromised with my use.
You bet, you bet.
Yeah, for sure. But I would say, yeah, that's definitely a big part of my spirituality is getting outdoors and seeing different places.
Now, you alluded to earlier when you introduced yourself with the networking group here, that you would like to get into this field in some way, right?
Yeah, in the future, you know, I'm trying not to look too far ahead, but, you know, whereas in the past I've gone from one program and then just back out on my own, never really maintained that connection to the recovery community, and I definitely feel that being involved in the field would allow me to do that.
Now, you know, we hear some people are listening, and they're going, oh, yeah, here we go again. Another guy wants to be a drug and alcohol counselor. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been one to say, you know what, when you have a dream, go for it, man. You know, and what better folks to be working in this field than people that are sick like you and me, buddy?
Absolutely. I mean, the sense of humor here is different than any other type of field you could probably be in, which is really nice. There are a lot of sick people, but great people. And, you know, I haven't, I'm still a client at this program. So there's nothing that's set in stone for me, but it's definitely something that I'm interested in. And meeting the people in this field, just going to events like this, you know, it's definitely, how could I not be attracted to this field?
Yeah, it's pretty attractive. Yeah, even with all the strange goings on. But I'll tell you what, man, I congratulate you on what you're doing, my friend. I really do. Good for you. Good for you. Thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. John Paul right here at the Sober Portland Radio Show and the Sober Portland Networking Event. We'll be back in just a minute.
Last year, I went with my dad on a business trip to the other side of the country. I'll never forget the look of hopelessness in his eyes when he realized there were no 12-step meetings in the area. You see, my dad was an alcoholic, and he really needed a drink that day. With today's technology, I can't help but think that there must have been a way for people like my dad to get help when they can't find a meeting.
Well, now there is. Introducing Sober Chat, the first location-sensitive mobile chat application designed to instantly connect people with the common goal to stay sober. For only 99 cents a year, you can download Sober Chat to your smart device or phone, or better yet, give it as the gift of life to someone you love. Visit soberchatapp.com and register today.
Maybe if my dad could have spoken with another alcoholic that night, it wouldn't be just me and my mom now.
I didn't think it was possible for me to be an alcoholic. I was 24 with a good career. I thought I was too smart and that alcoholism only happened to middle-aged men and celebrities. I thought something else was making me sick, shaky, and afraid to face people. Then I found AA and discovered it wasn't something else, it was alcohol. AA helped me find a new life. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Well, look out, Pacific Northwest! The Sober Portland Radio Show is coming to Take12Radio.com on your internet dial. Or here's how it works. Each month at the SoberPortland.com networking event, I, the Monty Man, will be on location somewhere in the Portland, Oregon area, featuring a treatment professional, recovery advocate, or a member of the recovery community on the new Sober Portland Radio Show. Every month, we will feature a new and exciting guest sharing their involvement within the recovery community in the Pacific Northwest. We will see you right here at Take12Radio.com on your internet dial for the Sober Portland Radio Show. A presentation of SoberPortland.com, Freedom Interventions, and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.
Origins Recovery Centers provides integrated inpatient treatment for substance abuse and co-occurring disorders. At Origins, clients receive expert medical, clinical, and spiritual care individually designed for their needs. Our clients leave Origins with the foundation upon which they will build the rest of their lives. Call now to speak with an admissions specialist. Our toll-free number is 888-843-8935. That's 888-843-8935. Origins, delivering real solutions for real families.
Welcome back, and we are here at the Sober Portland Networking Event. This is the Sober Portland Radio Show. We do this once a month, but please remember that we have a different recovery-focused show every day of the week, workshops, symposiums, conventions, etc., that we cover, and as well as some of the most fantastic interviews out there available for you. We just appreciate our guests so much. We really do. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple of our new board of directors, Chris Raymer, who is working for Origins down in South Padre Island with Ben Levinson, our buddy Ben, and Ken Seeley from Intervention 911 and A&E's Intervention is our two newest board members on our board of directors, and we just want to welcome them aboard. Okay, with me now is Joey Smith. He works with Pacific Recovery Consulting. And Joey, what is it exactly that you do?
Well, we help people find treatment, whatever treatment they're searching for. If they're looking for residential substance abuse treatment facilities, we can line them up to meet their needs. If they want to go to a local facility, we can find a facility that can best meet their treatment mode that they're looking for. As an example, if they need dual diagnosis treatment, we can line them up with facilities that offer that. In addition, if they are looking for outpatient treatment and they can't go away to a residential program for 30 days, we can align them with an outpatient program where they can go two or three times a week for some group sessions and get them aligned with what their needs are there. We also work with folks that are looking for sober living facilities. If someone is looking for an intervention, a lot of times we work with families that give us a call that don't know how to approach their loved one to help them get started on a path to recovery, and we can help them get lined up with the appropriate intervention as well. So really, we can help people in basically any way that they need along the recovery process. We work with people that have insurance. We work with people that don't have insurance, so we can take into account what their financial situation may be. We can match facilities if they have commercial insurance, if they have Oregon Healthcare, or over in Washington, if they have AppleCare. We can help them find facilities that accept state insurance. So we can really reach out and get somebody going in the right direction, and we're kind of a one-stop shop. A lot of times if you're trying to find help out there and you don't know where to start, you just start calling phone numbers all over the state, and you have to wait for people to get back in touch with you. But if you call Pacific Recovery Consulting, we can kind of do all that work for you, and we can help you find a great alternative to get your life in order.
Now we broadcast internationally and worldwide, so there are listeners right now that are not from the Pacific Northwest. The Sober Portland networking event is focused on the Pacific Northwest. But is your service limited to this area, or is it nationwide?
It's nationwide. Great question. As a matter of fact, just yesterday we helped a couple people head off to Southern California for treatment. We placed people in Texas. We've sent a couple folks to Florida. So that's one of the beauties of our service. Once again, we can match the facility with what the person's needs and desires are. You know, a lot of times if people are able to get away from the area that they live in, we encourage that.
You bet.
Yeah, it can be healthy to get away from playmates and playthings and triggers that are in the local area. So we certainly can help people travel to whatever destination fits best for them.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this, Joey?
Well, I have been in the recovery field for about 3 years. I've been in recovery personally for 15 years. I spent some time with a large treatment facility that was nationwide, and I was a treatment consultant and helped people get into treatment with our group of facilities. What I learned is that I was a little bit handcuffed in helping people because they had to go to one of our facilities. So I thought with Pacific Recovery Consulting, it would open it up, and I'm not tied to a single facility, and there's no cost for our services. So anybody that ever calls, they're not going to receive a bill from our service. We do this to help people find the appropriate help they need.
Okay, so with your experience with the other organization that you were with, and with Pacific Recovery Consulting now, and your time as a person in recovery yourself, what would you say that you've noticed is the biggest obstacle for people getting into treatment?
Well, denial. I think I would say is the biggest obstacle. You know, I mean, the financial component, I would say probably is the biggest thing. You know, most people that are struggling with addiction are not on a financial roll.
That's for sure.
So, you know, everybody thinks, well, my gosh, it costs $30,000 to go to treatment for 30 days. And treatment can be expensive. There are certainly programs that are very expensive. Some of the Malibu facilities that you hear about on television. Where the-
easy now, easy. I say that tongue-in-cheek because that has been a topic on my show before.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times people's perception is that treatment's unattainable because it's so expensive. And it is true that some treatment is expensive. But the good news is there is good help out there. There's a lot of good people in the treatment field that will do everything they can to provide help to people regardless of their financial situation. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's a lot better if you have commercial insurance or if you have the financial wherewithal. It'll help you get in a little bit quicker. Sometimes when you're at the mercy of a financial hardship, it takes a little bit longer to get into treatment. But the good news is if you really want help and you really are dedicated to doing the things you need to do to change your life, there's resources out there and there's people out there that'll try to help you. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy most about doing what I do is giving people hope that there is a facility available to them that wants to help them, and we can find those places.
One of the other gentlemen I was talking to earlier, one of the questions I had for him was about parity. And to put it in a real simplistic term, it's now illegal to treat somebody that has an addiction issue any different than somebody that has cancer. That's probably a very simplistic way of putting it. But do you see challenges with this parity thing from state to state? Are they going to obey the law and treat addicts and alcoholics with the respect that really they deserve and need to have to be able to recover if they go out and relapse, or are they going to shun them like they always have?
That's a great question. You know, I think that's really more of a societal issue than anything else. A lot of people don't understand addiction. You know, addiction is a mental illness, and it's really no different than a lot of other illnesses out there. You know, I often compare addiction with cancer. You know, it's a disease that people get they didn't ask for. Do addicts contribute to their disease? Absolutely. Are we a selfish lot? Yes, we are. Do we do things that endanger ourselves and the people we love? We do. But it is an illness, and it's been classified by the medical profession as an illness going back all the way to the 1950s. So I think people in the medical field get it. Certainly people in the addiction field get it. Is society all the way there yet? Probably not. Will they ever be? Let's hope so. Addiction's a mental illness, and people don't choose to be addicts.
And some people take issue with that because they would say, well, you went out and started putting the needle in your arm or smoking the pot or drinking the booze or whatever it is. You did that. You made a choice to do that, and then you developed an addiction, and we know that there's a genetic element to this, and a person can develop the phenomenon of craving and the obsession of the mind through abuse. But I don't know about you. The first drink I ever took, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I was, you know, in junior high. I didn't choose to end up the mess that I was in. And that's where I think people get confused, Drew.
Well, you know, alcoholism and addiction is a progressive disease. And, you know, most of us, when we start using substances, we can handle them pretty well. You know, I started drinking at, I guess I was 14 or 15 years old. I grew up in Texas. It was a kind of a cultural thing. We all had fake IDs, and we were drinking in bars by the time we were 15, 16 years old. And, you know, we had a lot of fun. And for the most part, we didn't get into a lot of trouble. And, you know, I had a lot of good times around alcohol when I was a younger person. And, yeah, it helped me do a lot of things and enjoy a lot of things that when I wasn't drinking, I didn't feel like I could do. But, you know, it's a progressive foe, and it creeps up on you, and you know, the longer you do it, the worse you get, the sicker you get. An addict never gets better. An addict only gets worse as long as they're in their disease. And you know, you go from being a fun, sociable person that can manage their life to being a person that people don't really want to be around. You know, you lose your mores, you do things that you said you would never do, and you become a person that you never, ever aspired to be. You know, I basically drank until I couldn't stand myself anymore. And unfortunately, a lot of other people reached that conclusion before I did.
And I want the listeners to understand, we're not talking about the alcohol abuser, the heavy drinker, or the drug abuser. We're talking about the person that has the obsession of the mind and the allergy of the body. When they drink or use, they have little or no control over how much they put into their system. And they have an obsession that says, when they're completely sober, that says, next time it'll be different, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're the people that, if we were of right mind, would never take another drink. And yet, you know, before you know it, we're at the bar again, or we're taking our drug of choice, whatever that may be, again. When all logic tells us that that's the last thing that we should do.
Yeah, in our right mind. That was the key. Therefore, mental illness. You bet. Okay, tell us about what is coming up. You talked about it at the networking event. In September is a National Recovery Month. Hooray. I mean, yeah, that is a time when those of us in this field, whether it's broadcasting or whether it's a treatment field or if you're a member in the recovery community, celebrate National Recovery Month. And there's some things coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this. This year we're going to be celebrating the first annual Recovery Northwest Project. It's in conjunction with a wonderful event that people might have been to in the past called Hands Across the Bridge. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, everyone lines up on the Interstate 5 bridge starting on the Portland side and the Vancouver side. These are people in recovery, their family members, just a whole community of recovery, and they all hold hands and celebrate the new life that we've all been blessed to have. This is an event that's been going on for many years. It's a wonderful event. Well, this year we piggybacked onto that event, and we have started the first annual Recovery Northwest Project. It's going to be held in Vancouver, downtown Vancouver, at the Red Lion Hotel, Red Lion at the Quay. And then there's going to be a lot of events in addition to the hotel over at Esther Shore Park. The recovery conference itself is going to be on Friday and Saturday, which is the 12th and 13th of September. And it's going to be an all-day event with many workshops that are all geared towards people in recovery. So there will be guest speakers that are coming that will be talking about how to make healthy lifestyle choices, sober living coaches, just very, very rich resource of a bunch of different professionals and people that are new to recovery and people that have been in recovery for quite some time. So it should be a lot of fun. There's also going to be some breakout 12-step meetings. The various 12-step organizations will be there. So it's going to be two full days of recovery related activities. It's also going to be a lot of fun. There'll be food. There'll be healthy beverages. On Saturday night, the annual recovery forum that's hosted by the Substance Abuse Advisory Board of Clark County is Saturday night. There'll be a big feed of hamburgers and hot dogs. There'll be live music afterwards for good sober fellowship and fun, and it should be a great event. And then on Sunday, it culminates with the Hands Across the Bridge. That's normally on Labor Day weekend. It's pushed back this year, so it's going to be on September the 14th. So it's basically going to be three full days of sober and healthy living related activities, and we invite everybody out to come. We're expecting thousands, possibly at least up way into the hundreds and possibly into the thousands of people to come to the event over 3 days. And we'd love to have not only people in recovery but family members and people that are thinking about that they might have a problem and they want to see how people can live and be happy and free without having to pick their drug of choice every day to survive. We'd love to have you come out. It should be a lot of fun.
Now, you said something that I thought was amazing. You talked about people that want to have a booth. For instance, let's say Awakenings by the Sea wants to come out, or Serenity Lane, or somebody like that. You said it was only $50 for their booth?
Absolutely. We have the opportunity to exhibit. That would be for Friday and Saturday's activities. That would be during the day Friday, during the day Saturday. You're welcome to stay and exhibit for the Recovery Forum on Saturday night. It's only $50 to have an exhibit booth there. So if you have any activity that you feel It could get some great exposure in an event like this, whether you are a healthcare provider, whether you have a business that caters to the recovering community. If you have a nonprofit organization and you would like to reach out, we can probably, even if the $50 is an issue, we can work with nonprofits on that. What we really want to have is a lot of participation, and we want to be able to meet all of the people in the recovery community and any resources that are out there. So if you have an interest in exhibiting, if you could give me a call, I'd love to sign you up, and I can give you a little bit more information.
What's your number, Joey?
My phone number, it's a Bay Area area code, but I'm a local guy. I'm here in Vancouver, Washington. But my cell number is 650-291-0916. That's 650-291-0916. And my name is Joey. So give me a call. We'll get you signed up, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'd love to have you there.
All right, that's the Recovery Northwest Project. I want you listeners just to keep your ear to Take 12 Radio, because we're going to be talking more about that. Joey Smith has been my guest here at the table here at the Sober Portland networking event with Pacific Recovery Consulting. Joey, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Hang around. Don't go away. All right, my friends, we're getting ready to wrap it up. We're going to take a break. Come back, and we'll be signing off for this month's Sober Portland Radio Show right here on Take12Radio.com, Recovery Talk, and Positive Music. Don't go away.
Let's walk through the Big Book. Join Chris Schroeder and the Monty Man for this in-depth journey through the basic text of Alcoholics Anonymous. As one of the most sought-after circuit speakers in the world of the 12 Steps, Chris will be walking us through line by line, page by page, of this wonderful book that has meant so much to so many people who have recovered from the disease of alcoholism. If you've never studied the Big Book, or even if you have but would like a new refreshing approach, join us here at Take12Radio.com for an exciting, educational, and spiritual look into a plan for living that can be applied and implemented into the lives of anyone who is willing to recover from alcoholism.
Men, women, and their families experience tremendous pain and suffering due to the struggles they face from substance abuse and its co-occurring mental health challenges. They need to find a safe place for peace and healing. Therapia Addiction Healing Center was born out of a deep desire to provide that safe and powerful healing environment. Therapia exists to help people recover from addictions by developing and maintaining healthy, meaningful relationships with God, self, and others. To speak with an addiction specialist, call 1-855-652-4325. That's 1-855-652-4325. Or visit our website at www.therapia.net. Therapia, Addiction Healing Center, restoring lives one step at a time.
Pardon me, dude, are you in the rooms?
Bro, I've been going to meetings for years.
Yeah, but dude, but are you in the rooms?
Bro, I'm in meetings all the time. Of course I'm in the rooms.
Yeah, but are you registered on in the rooms?
Bro, you're not making any sense.
Dude, pay attention. I'm talking about intherooms.com. It's only the world's largest online recovery social networking site for recovery folks like you and me, dude, or anyone seeking help from any addiction. You get exclusive free access to daily meditations, speaker tapes, and daily online video AA and NA meetings, dude. There are close to 300,000 members who are willing to share their experience, strength, and hope with you, dude.
With me?
Yeah, with you. Here's what you do.
What's that?
Get on your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet, and type in www.intherooms.com. It's for fun and for free, dude. Dude, what are you doing?
Well, I just did what you said. Now, I'm in the rooms.
Dude, bro, we're both in the rooms.
Dude, bro, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hey, bro, I'm hungry. Are you in the pizza?
Dude. Oh, dude.
In the Rooms, the world's largest recovery social networking site with something for everybody. Visit www.intherooms.com and register for free.
Sober Chat App is the first ever location-sensitive mobile chat application designed to instantly connect people who share the common goal of staying sober. Sober Chat will revitalize and revolutionize 12-stepping as we know it. At any time of day or night, you can simply log on and help someone by making phone contact, taking someone to a meeting, meeting for coffee, or chat via text messaging on the Sober Chat mobile application. Register now for your download of the Sober Chat App. Visit SoberChatApp.com. That's SoberChatApp.com. The power of sharing is now at your fingertips. Sober Chat, the app that saves lives. Sober Chat is not a replacement for attending 12-step meetings, sponsorship, or working the 12 steps.
Listen, do you have a loved one that is suffering from a drug or alcohol addiction and is unable or even unwilling to seek help? Well, if you've tried unsuccessfully on your own to get that individual the help they desperately need, then an intervention may be the only chance you have of saving that person's life. Here's the number I want you to call. 877-487-1599. You don't have to wait until your loved one hits bottom. By then, it could be too late. Call Broad Highway Recovery now. 877-487-1599. If not you, then who?
All right, and welcome back. And what a better way to close out this episode of the Sober Portland Radio Show with this month's Sober Portland networking event than with a recovery song by an incredible recovery recording artist. Her name, Hillary Roberts. The song, Reach Out.
She wakes up every morning going through the same routine. Coffee and her nicotine. In her eyes there's a story, a broken home that she's been through, left alone for someone new. And she's in need of a hand that won't let go, a love that she can see. And you can be the beginning of a change. All she wants is to believe. Reach out, show her there's a lot of love to go around. Yeah, yeah. Reach out, you can make a difference here and now. Oh, oh, if you just reach out. He stands up change. All they want is to believe. Reach out.
Beautiful voice of Hillary Roberts, a phenomenal recovery recording artist, to be sure, with her song Reach Out. Hey, listen, I want to give a special shout out to Mr. Jim Conway and his wife, Lori Monday. If it wasn't for them, we would have not been able to purchase our new laptop that we are using for broadcasting and recording and interviewing all these fine folks at this Sober Portland networking event this month. As many of you know, we've had some system breakdowns, and Jim and Lori stepped up to the plate, and because of their financial support, we were able to get ourselves a new PC for our mobile equipment. So thank you so much, Jim. Also, a special thanks to Jake Nee and Millennium Laboratories for hosting this month's Sober Portland networking event, and to Mr. Matt Brown from Freedom Interventions and all of the work that he does. Visit freedominterventions.com, soberportland.com, and nomoreenabling.com, all three websites founded, directed, and, a lot of work goes into those. Matt Brown does a ton of stuff for those of us in recovery. Please check it out. Until next time and our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man. I'm wishing serenity for you. Bye-bye.
This show has been made available by Freedom Interventions, Sober Portland, and Take 12 Radio. This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.